Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
We're back. It's 2:34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder also of Palo Alto Software. He's the world's guru on business planning. He's the author of the book, actually the two big books on business planning, Hurdle, the book on business planning, and also his business planning for, I've forgotten the exact title, but it's a wonderful 21st century approach to business planning. He's our good friend Tim Berry. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always nice to be with you.
Good to have you back. What's the title of the second book on business planning?
The Plan As You Go, The Plan As You Go Business Plan.
The Plan As You Go. It's a 21st century approach to business planning, and only Tim Berry could write that one. Hey, Tim, over the years, the big challenge, well, as you know, Blasingame's second law of small business states, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Because all you got to do is say small business, and that stipulates that we're undercapitalized. And so most of the money we get for growth is from banks, bank loans. Sometimes, though, we need some equity funding. We need some funding that doesn't hit the cash flow so hard. And so we started out with Aunt Minnie and Cousin Bob, Mom and Dad. And then it grew to what we call angel investing, which you've done a lot of work in that area. And then the angel investors aggregated into angel investor groups, right? And these are still serving small businesses, not necessarily the growth companies that the venture capitalists are going to wind up with. And now we've got something that the law calls, the government calls crowdfunding, that they've made legal. So can you kind of put all that into a little bit of a capsule for us, Tim?
Well, it's certainly stuff of the technological revolution of the last generation or two, this idea of outsiders investing in your company. Used to be friends and family and banks, and with old personal computers and then internet, the angel investors are more likely to be investing in growth companies than small business. Mm-hmm. Startups that can scale and can grow big, and the angel investors aren't investing in small business per se. They're investing in their own return.
I've seen a lot of angel investing out there in non-growth companies. But these were people who were able to stay close to the company, who were able to maybe even offer some management expertise, help the people grow the business, and stay involved. And so angel investing has been on the micro level, but still, most angel investors, as time has gone by, more and more angel investors have wanted to go up market and invest in the companies that had the scaling capability. I agree with that.
Well, and I think the thing to remember is when you're talking about angel investing, it's that sometimes these labels get a little bit fuzzy, but in my mind with angel investors, these are outsiders. Mm-hmm. who don't, I mean, some will give advice, but they're out for return on investment. And the way they get return on investment is if and only if this company grows in a way that it can sell and create liquidity that the angel investors
now. But when you say that definition to me, though, Tim, that sounds more like a venture capitalist rather than an angel investor.
I would distinguish between the two, because the venture capitalist is paid a professional management fee to invest other people's money.
Right.
And the angel investor is investing his or her
right.
own money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I would distinguish between the two.
Their goals, I think,
are somewhat similar.
But I do make another distinction in my definition that an angel investor might not be, and see, an angel investor could be $25,000. It could be $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be big money to be an angel investor.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. TimBerry.com, right? That's how they can find you and all the things you do online.
And, Berry with an E, B-E-R-R-Y, TimBerry.com. That's right.
We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk some more about this. We're going to get Tim to rope in the crowdfunding impact on angel investing after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.